All right, bringing you more coverage from live at 51, presented by Xfinity here at Texans House. Joining us now, George Springer of the Astros. You just finished a pool competition upstairs with Jadeveon Clowney. I'm with you. You lost, but it was not really a loss,
that
right?
That doesn't count. The fact that he can accept a scratch on the eight ball is unbelievable.
And he took it. He took it very much so as a win.
Yes, and I can't really say anything to him because he's got me by about 50 pounds. So, you know, I'm just going to accept my defeat and.
That's the first time you had met Jadeveon Clowney. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay. And had you been out to any Texans games or practices recently? Have you met any other players?
I haven't been to a practice yet. I mean, kind of unfortunately for us, we're playing right around the time when they start getting going. And I did have a chance to meet Vince this year. He came out to a game with his son and his family and all that stuff like that. And, you know, he was a New England guy for a while, so I've always been like an impartial guy to him and all that stuff, but I kind of, you know, I knew he was big. I underestimated the true size of that guy.
Like, he's large.
That's a real life human being hitting you.
I mean, we see these guys every day, and we kind of take it for granted now because we've seen them. And obviously, you have professional athletes in the locker room. But you know, Jose Altuve came out and did an interview for DP. He's our home field advantage captain. He walked up and we're like,
You're like, that's
we were looking eye to eye. I was looking eye to eye with Jose like, for the pregame show.
That guy's the best hitter in baseball right there. That's him?
You're the best player ever. Yeah.
I mean, it's
unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, it's unbelievable when you see him come in. I mean, I would imagine, he's been around, so he's been through some of the tough years. I know right at the beginning of yours, he was going through some tough years. That had to be a pretty special moment when you guys really got it turned around in 15 when you guys took on the Kansas City Royals, beat the Yankees. I mean, that had to be such a great moment to go from where you were to all of a sudden, man, you're one of the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a special 3 years for us because, I mean, it started, in my opinion, 2013, 2014. You know, yeah. I mean, obviously the wins weren't there, whatever the case. But, it allowed guys like Jose and Marwin and you know, Keuchel to grow and to expand, and then all of a sudden, within 3-4 years, we're beating a great team in their home park in the playoff game, which was I think that was the turning point for our team as a whole.
Yeah,
and then obviously now, I mean, on paper, are going to be good, but you still got to go play the game.
You had an integral part in that 2015 season that I was really captivated by Club Astro. Did you start that whole thing? I know you were a big part of it.
Yeah.
And I've been asking the Texans players. I've been lobbying for Club Texans.
You should wait to ask this all day.
Years, because I've asked Dwayne Brown. I was like, have we thought about a Club Texan? This is a great idea.
See, I don't know why after a win you just want to come in and sit on your phone and kind of like just not pay attention. And I'm a high-energy guy, high-paced dude. So I decided one day, along with Chad Qualls, who isn't here anymore, it's like, you know what? I'm going to go play my iPad on the speakers, which you're not supposed to do if you don't have, X amount of time in the league. And he let me go do it, and I did it, and it kind of just started to become habit. And then it was actually in April when we started it, when we went out west and won 10 games in a row, and we played the same song after every win. So it's like, all right, we played it today. We got to play it.
What was the song?
I can't tell you.
Oh, is it a secret?
See, baseball players.
Secret.
Superstition, right?
Baseball.
I mean, so what we
baseball
did was, players are more superstitious than anybody, right?
Oh, facts. 100%.
I can see that.
So we kept the same song to start the year, and we had to bang that. That song didn't have any more hits in it, didn't have any more wins, didn't have any more runs, had to switch it up.
Yeah.
And so we switched up our style, switched up the philosophy, and played good all the way up until the end of the year when unfortunately didn't sneak in there, but
and
it was
you
all
went,
the song.
You went out and got the disco ball, too. You got a little bit of money to go out and purchase a disco ball. Is this fact or urban legend?
That's fact.
Okay. I'm getting to all the hard-hitting questions here.
So in the air, I can't say everything, but we had, a fog machine was key. As soon as we won, the guy whose job it was to not, if the fog was off, it was like, it was almost as if we lost. It was like, the game is over. We won, but the fog is not on. how do you not turn the fog on, dude? Like, go turn the fog on.
Yeah.
We had some fog in there. We had a this machine that I found that spits out, like, different lights and laser shows and stuff. It's awesome. A disco ball. We had a strobe light in there.
And this was after every – I mean, this is after every game, not just playoffs.
After every win.
Yeah.
I mean, after every win.
After,
sorry, right,
every, after every win, including playoffs.
Including playoffs.
So from,
did you amp it up a little bit
well,
more? Because I don't know, really know where you go from a fog machine and strobe lights.
Oh,
a disco
believe
ball.
Me. There
oh,
a lot
you can
more.
Go to a
there's,
different level.
So,
oh,
so
yes.
It began to go along the lines of we ended up, you know, there were some guys that had some squirt guns, you know, some football helmets started getting brought in.
It, well, that, it, we were going to ask you
it
about
it started
that.
To turn up into a crazy, just, you know, a jam fest for 5 minutes just to, you know, just to have fun, like, let go and you know, you just worked hard for the whole day. You know, you might as well have some fun.
Now, you've never played football.
Have not.
But we've seen you on social media. We're going to get to that, too, because you are not on social media, which completely, I mean,
that
hit
blows
me.
My
old
mind.
Soul, which yeah. That tugs at the heartstrings. But the football helmet. Explain the football helmet, because you loved wearing that Texans helmet. We saw that plenty of times. What was that all about?
Man,
which is cool,
just,
by the way.
Just trying to
you
switch
gotta
things up.
And, you got
to
keep doing
well,
that, by the way.
Well, I need a new helmet, you know, to oh. to
we
start
can
the year.
Get you, one.
You guys
got to
hook
autograph.
Me up with
we know some people.
You
got to
hook me up with a, you know, a, you know,
we
brand
know
new
my.
Helmet to start the year. But anyway,
yeah,
so
can, yeah.
It's so like it started off just kind of out of the blue. Like I was kind of like, you know what, you know, I'm going to have some fun out there, and you know, let's go catch some passes because baseball players don't like to play.
Baseball, yeah.
Baseball all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, okay, let's go outside and play with speedboats. Let's go outside and play with a football. Let's go play golf in the, you know, on the field that you're not supposed to be on. So I decided to try to get a football helmet to go out there and catch passes in. And I was able to get hooked up. They hooked me up, and now I guess apparently I decided to start a trend because I ended up with probably 8 or 9 guys that you know that all had helmets in there.
Okay, well we're going to wrap it up with you real quick. But if you did play football, what position do you think you would play?
No, I got this one. I got this one because I do this
oh, okay.
for a living.
You go ahead.
I do this for a living. I have figured out what every Asher would be playing.
All right.
As a football player,
well, I guess John Harris
he
is about
would
to tell you
a first round, no questions asked, first round strong safety.
Okay, you,
but he could also
You're
be a guy that
defense?
You could interchange absolutely because he's got range to play center field. Right, he's got the range. He's aggressive. He would get in the box. He would tackle ball carriers. He would be the prototypical safety in today's NFL.
I really want to see him on offense catching passes. But I defer to
you. Have
you
seen the size of that guy over there? That guy has to.
He'd rather be on the same side.
No chance. Do I want to be an offensive guy? I also don't want to play defense either because that looks like it hurts. But I would say he's right.
Yeah.
If I had to choose, I know that but back in the day, flag football, I was a free safety monster.
You would have been
just
a star.
Don't, yeah, oh, man. Well, I was a monster back there.
Yep. George Springer, we enjoy everything you do. I know you're getting ready for spring training in a couple weeks. Best of luck with that. We're going to try to get you a helmet. Keep wearing the Texans helmet.
We love it
because we are always promoting it on our social media, even though you're not on it to see. Thanks so much, George Springer.
I'm sorry about that.
Live at 51, presented by Xfinity. We'll have more. We've got Jadeveon Clowney coming up next.
All right.